A Chinese-built oil rig is now on its way to the deep waters off northwest Cuba. There it will begin drilling exploratory wells as soon as November. But a group of top U.S. oil spill experts was recently in Havana, led by the co-chair of the Deepwater Horizon investigation, and it says U.S. trade sanctions are a big obstacle to making sure Cuba is prepared in case something goes wrong on the wells just 60 miles from the Florida Keys. Nick Miroff reports from Havana.
Offshore oil drilling is banned along the Florida coastline, but the Cuban operation will be so close to U.S. shores that ocean currents could carry a spill through the Florida Keys and foul beaches along the Atlantic coast. When former EPA Administrator William Riley met with Cuban officials in Havana, he said the Cubans were serious about safety, even quoting from recommendations he'd written in the Deepwater Horizon report.
I have the impression they are deeply aware, very conscious, and quite apprehensive about what could go wrong. They know they've never regulated oil and gas in the offshore environment before. They know it's an order of magnitude more sophisticated and more risky. They're going to go very deep. All of those are going to require training, expertise, and a culture which they've not had. They've got a lot to do.
The rig will not be operated by Cuba, but by foreign partners, led by the Spanish energy company Repsol. Geologists have estimated there may be 5 to 20 billion barrels of undersea oil off the island's northwest coast, enough to make Cuba a significant producer. A major find would also be a huge boost to the cash-strapped Cuban government, and Florida lawmakers have criticized the delegation's trip, saying it lends credibility to the drilling plans. Dan Whittle is an attorney with the Environmental Defense Fund, which organized the trip. He defended its goals.
Look, by all accounts, Cuba intends to start drilling as early as November, December. So we can't simply hope it won't happen. If and when Cuba drills, it's simply imperative that we be at the ready to ensure that they get it right, that they do it safely and in an environmentally sound manner. So this isn't about politics. It's about protecting our beaches, our shores, our fishermen, our communities.
Cuba's drilling plans have made for some unusual alliances between environmentalists like Whittle and oil industry veterans pushing for the U.S. to engage Cuba on spill readiness and contingency planning. Lee Hunt, president of the Houston-based International Association of Drilling Contractors, which represents rig operators, said Cuba wants American help and has cut no corners on safety. Cuba, he said, has sent hundreds of engineers to be trained with deep water experts in Norway and Brazil, and the rig will have even more advanced safety mechanisms than the Deepwater Horizon. Here's Hunt.
We don't need to be afraid of a Chinese rig working in Cuban waters. They're working everywhere around the world. We don't need to have excessive anxiety over a Spanish oil company. They're a world-class operator. What we do have a concern with are the impediments to the operator and the contractor acquiring in a timely fashion the appropriate technology for prevention and, in the event of a disaster, for spill response and containment.
Hunt said thousands of jobs could be created if American drilling equipment suppliers and cleanup contractors along the Gulf Coast were licensed to do business with Cuba. If not, he said, cleanup supplies could have to come from as far away as England or Brazil. For NPR News, I'm Nick Miroff in Havana.